Consciousness. I would really like to welcome all of you for this Chetna festival, and that also on a Saturday evening when all over the city there are festivities going on. So you made a choice of coming here, so we are very, very grateful to each and every one of you. Thank you very much. We'll have a little change in the program, in the sense I will be speaking now for some time, and after that will be a beautiful dance performance. So we'll have this, and then of course all of you will dance. So the topic that we will be discussing today is this topic called Gateway to Great Way. Now, what I want you to do in the next few minutes, we will be discussing for another 35 to 40 minutes. I won't take too much of your time and bore you all a lot. But what I want you to do in the next few minutes is that all of us, including myself, we need to... You see this girl here who said thinking? Yes. So we all put our thinking caps on and be fully absorbed. Yes. So both the speaker and the audience gets absorbed in what we are discussing. So I will just start with a small story. There was a forest in which there used to stay a group of birds. These birds, they were very tormented because every now and then some bird from their group would be picked up by a hunter. You know, hunters put their nets and take these birds away. So they were very disturbed. So one day they go to a saint and ask him for a solution. What should we do? So the saint gave them a solution. You know what he said? He said, I will teach you a mantra. And the mantra is, shikari aayega, jaal bichhayega, dana dalega, lob se kabhi fasna nahi. So they all heard it. And then he said, you keep on repeating this so that you all don't forget. Okay? So all the birds are very obedient. So they started continuously keeping on saying this. What? Shikari aayega, jaal bichhayega, dana dalega, lob se kabhi fasna nahi. And all the birds would keep saying this. So one day, a shikari actually came. And he put the jaal and he sprinkled dana on it. And all these birds, they are saying this mantra, but at the same time, they went to keep eating the dana. Okay? So what happened? In some time, the shikari came, he tied up the net, he bundled them, and he was taking them. And all these birds, they are caught in the net, but still they are saying the same mantra. What is that? Shikari aayega, jal bichhayega, dana dalega, lob se kabhi fasna nahi. So what does it mean? What does that mean? That they only heard it. But did it make some impression in them? Did they actually understand it? What do you say? Yes or no? No. It was just oral. Right? So, my sincere appeal today is that now what we are going to be discussing in the next few minutes is very basic understanding. But, let it not just be some information. We want it to go inside and there should be some transformation. So, myself and you all, let us aspire that in the next few things that we will be discussing, let it go deep in our hearts and let us get transformed. Let us implement it in our lives much deeper than just the lip service. Yes? So for the next few minutes, keep your mobiles aside. Don't worry. Nothing will, you know, create such a havoc in the world in the next 35 to 40 minutes, and let us just get absorbed completely. So today, when we start our discussion, we are talking on this gateway to great way. Gateway of India, you know? The India Gate. Why was the Gateway of India built? Loudly. I am a little hard of hearing. Yes, some British viceroy was coming. So in honor of them, they built this as a welcome into India. Yeah. But today, we are not talking about those gateways at all. We are talking of a very different gateway. And for that gateway to understand, we have to understand this statement. What is the statement? Every human being in this entire creation is very fortunate. Very, very fortunate. I am not just talking of myself or yourself or people living in Mumbai. I am talking of every person who is a human being. Whether it is in Somalia or Africa or Antarctica or anywhere, is very, very fortunate. You all agree? Everyone? Must be having some doubts, no? How is she saying like that? There is so much poverty, so much suffering. How we can say that they are very, very fortunate? So for that, we'll have to understand what is that missing knowledge that we don't have, that we can't understand that statement. What is it? So that is what we are going to learn in the next few minutes. And for that, I will not be talking about what I know, or you will not be thinking of what you know. We will be discussing from, what is that? Bhagavad Gita. Why I am discussing from Bhagavad Gita? Why? Yes, because whatever we have to talk about this world, we are talking from about what the person who has created this world is speaking. Right? I have not created this world. Have you, any of you, created this world? No. So the person who has created it has the full authority to speak about it. Agreed? Yes? Yes or no? Yes. Please be loud. Okay? So we'll be consulting on the Bhagavad Gita. What does the creator speak in the Bhagavad Gita? So there are different types of knowledge. We get some knowledge in the schools, in our colleges. But this knowledge that we are talking about from the Bhagavad Gita is a complete knowledge. It's not knowledge partly here and there, but it's a complete knowledge. It's a knowledge of the body, the soul and everything. So now the gateway that we are talking of, according to the Bhagavad Gita, there is a different gateway. Other than the Gateway of India, the India Gate and so many other gates, what is that gate? What is that? I am not giving you all marks. I am not checking your examination or anything like that. So please be loud and please be feel free. What gate is it being spoken about? The human body. The human body is called as a city of 9 gates. Okay? Navadvara Pure, that is what the human body is addressed as. And we are talking of that gateway today. Yes? So what are the 9 gates that are there in our body? Any ideas? Eyes, 2 eyes, 1 mouth, 2 ears, 2 nostrils. It's not 1. 2. Yes. And the excretory organ and the reproductive organ. So these are the 9 openings in our body. Right? So this human body is called as a city of 9 gates. So today we are talking of that gateway. So everybody is clear which gateway we are talking of? Okay. So this human life is considered to be a very important juncture because it is only human beings who can think of what direction I am going. This invitation of Chetna or any program was not given to our species from the dog society or the cat society anywhere. Why? Why? Why we didn't send an invitation to them? Why the WhatsApp was sent all to y'all only? First of all, they don't have WhatsApp. Yeah, that's one thing. But why? Because they do not have the power to understand what direction I'm going. Right? But as a human being, we need to have a sense of direction. Right? Now, if you go out and you take a taxi, and you sit in the taxi, and the taxi wala asks you, kahan jana hai madam? And you say, pata nahi. Will he take you? जैसे आप पहले उतर जाइए, आपको कहाँ जाना है पता नहीं है तो आप कहाँ लेके जाओ मैं आपको, राइट? इफ यू गेट इन द ट्रेन एंड यू आस्क द पर्सन सिटिंग नेक्स्ट टू यू, आप कहाँ जा रहे हो? से पता नहीं. व्हाट वुड यू कॉल सच अ पर्सन? या यू मे कॉल इग्नोरेंट कंप्लीटली, यू डोंट नो व्हाट इज हैपनिंग. बट अ ह्यूमन बीइंग इज वन हु शुड हैव द सेंस ऑफ डायरेक्शन. सो unless one has a sense of direction, one cannot be called as a human being. Or where I'm going? What am I doing in my life? This is what we all need to have. Another very important thing about human life is that to get a human body has been a long journey. It's been a very long journey. You can see this slide. It is explained in the scriptures that one journeys through so many species. There are species in the water, species in the air. There are birds, there are different levels of animals. So many species. One travels and then finally gets what body? It's human body. It's not something which happens like that. And we don't know how long we are there in this human body. Once the time of death happens, then there is no guarantee that the next body is going to be human body. So that is why it is a very, very critical stage, a critical juncture. First of all, because you have the facility to understand, but at the same time you have come a long way. So that is why to achieve the human body is a very great fortune. But if we don't realize that fortune, then what is it called? Tragedy. Not tragedy that, oh, I didn't get the latest iPhone. That is not tragedy. Everyone in my group has, but I don't have. What a tragedy. My mother is not allowing me for that. No. The greatest tragedy is that I don't realize what a fortune I have. You all heard of the Kohinoor diamond? Yeah? Kohinoor diamond. Suna hai na? So suppose I get that Kohinoor diamond and give it to one of you. How will you all take care of it? Carry it very, very carefully. Right? Inside the deepest recesses of your purse, you will carry it very carefully home. Right? Even at home, will you just throw it on the sofa and go around? Will you? No. You will take it very carefully. Mummy se locker ka chavi, andar ke locker mein rakhoge aap. Barabar? Yes? Because why? Because you know the value. Right? But if I call a monkey and I give the Kohinoor diamond to him, what will he do? Throw it. He'll bite it. It'll not be tasty. He'll smell it. Nothing. Just throw it off. Why? Because he doesn't know the value. So that is tragedy. We do not know the value of what we possess. Or if there is a beggar, at the signal you see a beggar, and he is begging with a golden bowl. Kya bologe aap usko? Golden bowl haath mein hai. And he is begging. That's tragedy, isn't it? He doesn't know the value of what he has in his hand. Similarly, what we all have, not one person, two person, every human being has his greatest fortune of having what? A human body. Very, very special. But if we don't realize the value of it, then that is a big misfortune. Another feature that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita is that we are all here, we are all living in this world, and the world is not a very great place to be in. Every day when you open the newspaper, there's hardly any good news, right? 75 to 80% of the paper is, maybe even more, is what? Bad news. Right? So this is qualified, the Bhagavad Gita, the creator who has created himself, Lord Krishna is saying, because this world is what? Dukkhalayam asashvatam. Two adjectives he is using. It is temporary and full of misery. So everything, you can do this small experiment when you go home or when you are walking. You just see all around you. See all around you. They all fall into these two categories. What categories? What categories? Temporary and full of misery. Yes? Maybe right now it doesn't strike you, but do this over the next few days and just see. So everything we try to make nice in this world, but always there is that some little thing which causes misery. So that is why Srila Prabhupada would say that there is a pinprick in this material society. We have so many facilities, so much technology is advanced, right? But still there is some pinprick which happens. Now you're all tired probably. So if I give you a nice bed to sleep on, very soft, nice bed with very soft sheets, AC bhi on hai, aapko just sona hai, shanti se. But the only problem is that on the bed, there are some needles and some pins here and there. To kya hoga? Kya hoga? Some small needles are there and some small pins are here and there on the bed. The bed is very nice. AC is also on in this hot season. The sheets are also very nice. Soft bed. Kya hoga? You'll be able to sleep? You turn this side, ek prick. You try to handle that, remove it, you turn this side, another prick. The whole night you are not able to sleep. Huh? If there is even one mosquito in the room, we cannot sleep. Kaat raha hai. Pura neend kharab ho gaya. But that's exactly what's happening in this material world. We try to adjust something, and then there is some problem here. We try to adjust another thing, and then, allow me to just enjoy completely. Don't we think like that? Just abhi thoda sa theek tha aur abhi ye ho gaya. Thoda sa theek tha and this happened. So this is a pinprick in material society. And this is a feature of this world. So if we have to understand that how my human life is very, very fortunate, very, very precious, three things we'll try to understand. One is, A, that we are not animals. Yes? B, we are not the body. And C, we are not the controller. Yes? Everybody is fine till now? Yes? Okay. So, first thing we are going to say is, we are not the body. So, this is the first basic teaching from the Bhagavad Gita. If we have to understand the Bhagavad Gita, initially, right at the beginning, Krishna is giving this. That ye gateway ko samajna hai, so first thing that we have to understand is that we are not this body. We are the spirit soul, Atma. In India, everybody has some vague idea of Atma. But only when we understand it, according to the Bhagavad Gita, we understand it in toto, complete. So, this soul is I. And this body is just a covering. Just like you are a person and you are living in the city of Mumbai, same way, we are the soul and we are living in the city of nine gates. This 5'4" is not I. I am the soul and I am living in this body. So, just like, what is this? Gulab jamun. Mouth watering? Don't worry, there will be prasad soon. Okay? So, suppose you go and get this, you want to have gulab jamun. So, you go to the shop, you get this gulab jamun packet. There is a carry bag. And inside is what? What is there inside? Gulab jamun. Loudly, why are you not so? Gulab jamun means you should really be happy to say gulab jamun. So what is inside? Gulab jamun. You want what? The gulab jamun. So once you get this bag home with the gulab jamun, what will you do? Gulab jamun nikaloge? Aur bag ka kya karoge? Fek denge. Bag bahut achha hai. Use rakhoge aap? Decorate karke? No. Because your essence, the main thing was what? The gulab jamun inside. The bag was just a carrier for that gulab jamun. Purpose is the gulab jamun. Same way, this body is just a carrier. Once this soul is the essence, like that gulab jamun, soul nikal gaya, body doesn't have any purpose. Right? So that time they say, oh, dehant ho gaya. Burn it. Or dafan kar do. Jo bhi hai. Because it doesn't have, you can't do anything with that body. Right? So, is this principle clear? That we are the soul. The soul is essential. Yeah? But the sad thing is we are pampering this cover, that carry bag. We are decorating it, taking care of it. But it's good, take care of it. But what we are neglecting? The soul. We are giving food for the body, but not taking care of the soul. Yes? So just like the car and the driver. There is a car, but there is also a driver. Right? If you tell the driver, "Arey, why I should feed you? Car mein bahut petrol hai. Pee lo usko bhook lage to." Is that okay? Is that okay? No. No. Because the food for the driver and the car is different. Right? Same way, the food for the body and the food for the soul is different. Here we are feeding dal, chawal, roti, sabji, gulab jamun. But for the soul, it's different. So we have to understand this as the first principle. Yes? What is the first principle? We are not the body. Okay. Second is, we are not animals. They say, man is a social animal. Yes? But are we animals? Why? Why we are not animals? The scriptures explain that these are the four activities. What are the four activities? Eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Eating is same, na? We may eat in Taj. And the dog will eat on the street. But the satisfaction of eating is the same. Right? We may eat with a fork and a spoon and the dog is ripping apart with the claws, with the teeth. But it's the same. Sleeping. So many girls, you say, what is your favorite thing to do? To sleep. Yes? You wait, na? Exam kabhi khatam ho, so jaate hain. Sleeping. Same. And the best part is that humans have to take sleeping pills sometimes. But have you heard of any animals taking sleeping pills to sleep? On the way, on the road also they sleep. Mating. We have so much. The whole film industry runs on, just propaganda. But they are not getting any edutainment or education, entertainment or whatever that is on this. But the animals are still doing it. Defending. We are doing with big, big nuclear weapons. They're doing with just claws and teeth. So what is the big difference? Understanding. Very good. What is the difference between us and the animals? Sorry? Intelligence. Yes, good. Anything else? Sorry? I heard something. Developed brain, yes, good. Any other difference? Consciousness, yes. Emotions, yes. Sorry? Perspectives, okay, good. Discrimination power, yes. You're all right. But you have to see one thing, that even animals have intelligence to some extent. Yes? You see how a cat comes in to drink milk when nobody is there. She uses some, there's some understanding, right? So many things that are there. But, you're right. Humans have an intelligence, but that intelligence is superior intelligence. Why we call it superior? It's superior because animal's intelligence is used for those four activities only. You understand? Eating, sleeping, mating, defending. It's only for those four activities. They have, some have little intelligence, some have more intelligence, but they do have. But for what activity? Only for those four activities. But we in the human form of life have an intelligence which is superior, more than what is meant for those four activities. If you see any animal, if you see a cow grazing, whole day the cow can keep on chewing, na? Huh? Grazing, eating, 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 eating. Huh? And you see any other animal, the birds, whole day they are doing chow, 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 just picking up there, where the grain, where's the grain, where is food, yes? You see a monkey jumping from here and there, putting things in his mouth, right? So whole day, their whole activity goes what? Around these four things, right? How much time takes for us to eat? Whole day you keep eating? Huh? At the most, sab khana pina ikhatta karoge to kitna time jayega? 1 hour? In a whole day? 1 to 1.5 hours maximum, yes? So why have we been given so much free time? 24 hours mein sirf 1 hour aapka khana peena hai. So what is that special prerogative for the human being, that something which these people do the whole day, you are finishing in 1 hour? So what is that extra time meant for? That is what a human being needs to understand. Get it? That is what a human being needs to understand. If I am going to use all my time and my life for the same thing, then I am not a human being. So human being body is like a deluxe edition. What are the two vehicles here? Tractor, and the other is a high-end sophisticated car, a Rolls Royce or whatever. Yes? Are both the same? They are not the same, right? But if I say that why should I use that horrible tractor? I want to plow the field, so I'll use my Rolls Royce. How's the idea? Good idea? Why? What will happen? Sorry? You will not be able to plow the field for sure. Yes? The car will be spoiled. Yes? No plowing will happen and you will be frustrated. Yes? Why? Because that tractor is sufficient to plow the field. You don't need that car to go and plow the field. Similarly, that tractor is like the animal body. That is meant only for eating, sleeping, mating, defending. We have been given a deluxe edition here. If we are going to use the same thing for an activity like that, then it is gross misuse, underuse. Yes? So that means human has a higher purpose. You have seen in the court, there is a judge. There are just two examples which I want you to pay attention and think about it. In the court, there is a judge and there is also a clerk. The clerk is working whole day. Paper ikhatte kar raha hai, notice bhej raha hai, type kar raha hai, bula raha hai. His whole day is working. And the judge just walks in at some particular time, hears, gives the judgment and walks off. Who is working more? Clerk. Who is working less? Judge. Whose salary is more? Why? Kaam zyada kaun kar raha hai? Then salary kiska zyada hai? Why? High post. High qualification. But he's not working. Experience. That means if a clerk keeps getting experience, he'll become a judge? So it's intelligence. Value of using the brain. That means the judge has a more responsible job. Yes? That is why he is given more facilities. Clerk, aage ka paper piche staple karega, piche ka paper aage staple karega, to koi bada nuksan nahi hoga. But when the judge takes a decision, it can make a big difference. Right? So there is a question of responsibility. So higher the responsibility means greater the facility. Correct? So more facility is given, so what is expected? More responsibility. But if you misuse the responsibility, if the clerk makes a mistake, and if the judge makes a mistake, is there a difference in the punishment? Yes. So more facility, more responsibility, misuse of responsibility means greater punishment. Right? But those who are not so much of facility, less of responsibility, so lesser punishment. So we have got this human body which has greater facility. So what is expected of us? Shishirada Gopinath ki jai. What is expected of us? Greater responsibility. Yes? And if we misuse the responsibility, then what is it? Then it is greater punishment. Now go to the second example. Just imagine, all of you, there is no hassle in imagining, that your parents have gifted you the most recent Jaguar car. No harm in imagining, no? Kya problem hai? Think of whichever color also you want. No issues. Yes? And you're just driving down with this high-end car along Marine Drive. Traffic nahi hai. Okay? And you're driving down and you break a signal. What happens? Policeman is standing, stops you. Madam, signal break zala hai, penalty dya. And at that time you see a dog is running across and jumping across the signal. And if you say, are, tumhi mala kashala thambavta hai? Hey, baga, that dog ran away, usko pakdo, usse penalty lo. Why are you stopping me? Does that make sense? No. Why? Because you have been given a better facility, so you have higher responsibility. Correct? A dog is not having that facility, so he doesn't have the responsibility. So your punishment and the dog's punishment is not the same. Right? So the basic understanding that we are not animals, so we have superior intelligence for what? Not for those activities, for some higher activity. Yes? So this Martin Luther King made a statement that the sad state today is there are guided missiles but misguided men. Yes? People don't have guidance. People don't have direction. They don't know where they're heading. If you even see the other animals, it is very sad to say that humans are worse than them. We can't compete with them in eating, sleeping also. An elephant can eat tons. Can we compete with an elephant? No. A pigeon can mate so many times in a day. Can a human compete with that? No. So forget about that. But any other species in this planet is not afraid of its own species. Have you seen a rat being scared of a rat? A cat being scared of a cat? They're scared of other species. But humans is the only species which is scared of our own species. Forget about our own species, of our own family members. Yes? Recently, there's a case that's still going on in our own city. A young girl was killed by her mother. Mother, can you imagine? A mother in every species protects her infant, her baby, her child. But a human, so sophisticated, so intelligent, what did we say? Superior intelligence, right? Basic understanding of protecting your child. You're going to kill your child? Then what do we call that? Mothers killing their child in the womb. No species does that. Own family members abusing their own children. Incest. Why does it happen? Any other species has this record? Any other species has history of addiction? You see a dog is addicted to smoking. Suicides? No. Any record of any animal going and committing suicide was so frustrated in life? Yeah? No. This is human life. So that is why in a certain zoo, there was this cage where they put the label of most dangerous animal. And inside when you enter is this mirror. We go and see our own picture. That's the most dangerous animal. Huh? That is human being. Right? Why? Because there is no sense of direction. Yes? Though we have got this facility, we are not understanding what is our responsibility. Yes? There's a very beautiful thing I would like to point this out. Is there any, you know, tobacco farms? Tobacco grows in farms, no? For tobacco farms, they don't have to put fence. Why? No bird or animal comes. Otherwise, birds, animals, any farm, they come and eat, no, the grain, so you have to put fence. But tobacco is such a thing that animals, even to eat, they will not come. And we, intelligent, super intelligent human beings, even with the warning, we want to be cool with this. Yes? So can you imagine, are we using our superior intelligence? In fact, this Dr. Wilson, he's a biologist, he had done a study in which he said, they had conducted a survey, and they said in the whole environment, all the species are contributing to nature, except one species. Which species? Human beings. The only thing they are contributing is damage. So if this species is wiped out also, there is no loss to nature. Yes. That is a study report which showed that. So he has concluded in his study report that a human life is actually meant for a higher purpose. Yeah. It is not just meant for these activities. And if we try to spend that Mercedes-Benz or that Rolls-Royce car of our body trying to enjoy these days, we are going to be frustrated. Just like you would be frustrated to plow the field with it. Because it is not made for that. That is what we need to understand. So what is the first thing we understood? We are the body. No. We are not the body. Second, we are not animals. Yes? Third is, we are not controllers. You may think, okay, fine, I understood all this. But what is the hurry? The hurry is that we don't have much time on our side. Time is ticking away. Whether we like it or not, time is ticking away. Suppose you are building a big, nice skyscraper. Floor after floor after floor. And there is a man who is sitting down and with a hammer he is breaking the foundation. How long will your building stand? How long will it stand? No, it's going to collapse. So time, whatever we are building, time is ticking away. It is removing, destroying. Yeah. So whether we like it or not, we are thrown out of the position. Just like if you are traveling the train. You get a berth, you decorate that berth very nicely. You decorate your coupe with nice curtains. You put a small little AC, you put this, you put that. But when the station comes, you're thrown out, na? You can't tell the TC, maine itna decorate kiya, toh mujhe idhar hi rehne do. Can you? Yeah? No. Same way, our whole life we may decorate, do so many things. But when the time for death comes, out. But some people say, hamesha you all talk of death, you all are so pessimistic. Yes? Jab dekho death, death, death. You keep scaring people. But it's a fact. Yes? Whether we are scared or not, it will come. So every moment that is lost, can we ever get it back? No. It is equal, we cannot bet it back even if you are ready to pay millions of gold coins. All your wealth we give, but still we will not be able to get it. Yes? We all know our birth date, but we don't know when we have to get out. Correct? Yes? So that's a mystery. So that is why we are not the controllers. So there is this beautiful example Srila Prabhupada used to give that human life is like sandalwood. You know sandalwood? Sandalwood? How is it? Sandalwood is very cheap. You get it in the market like that? No, it's very expensive. Huh? Very precious. Huh? But if you get some 10 kg of sandalwood and use it to make fire, would you do that? No. It's not used for ordinary firewood. It is very precious. It is very valuable. So human life is like that. It is not ordinary firewood. It is sandalwood. It has to be used for the purpose that it is supposed to be used for. There is a small little anecdote which explains that once there was a king. And this king, on his birthday, he told this, that all the prisoners who are in my jail, I am ready to leave them today. Okay? They can be moved out, but their eyes will be blindfolded and they will be kept outside the walls, inside the walls. So they have to just feel the walls, and wherever they get the gate, they have to move out. Okay? So they keep walking, like that man is walking, keep feeling the wall, and wherever the gate comes, he has to go. But he can't see, he is blindfolded. Okay? So there is this person who is walking, he's feeling the wall and walking, walking, walking. But just when the gate was coming, he suddenly felt a little itchy sensation. So he removed his hand and started itching, but he continued walking. So what happened? He missed the gate. Yes? So same thing with us. We have this opportunity, we are standing at this gate of human life, the gateway, where we can actually get out of all this misery. But if you are so much involved with that eating, sleeping, mating, defending, then what may happen? You miss the chance. Yes? So miss the chance means what? Go back to that whole cycle we saw in the beginning. Yes? So how do I do it? What do I do? So the first step is gain knowledge. Understand. So you all have all taken this first step by coming here and trying to understand. Without knowledge, we cannot do anything much. Knowledge is required. Suppose you go to a medical college. So in the first year, all the students are sitting in the class and they are studying. But if you go and tell them, "Arey, what all of you are wasting time here? Go out, there are so many patients in the hospital. You have to treat all of them." Well, does that make sense? First he should know what he should treat. Correct? But without knowing that, if that person goes and starts treating, what will happen? Havoc. Even for small little things, you need to have knowledge. Suppose your pipe in the bathroom is not functioning properly and you don't know plumbing. But if you start doing some repair, what will happen? Mess. Yes? So there has to be some knowledge. So what to speak of this? The saddest part is that humans, without knowledge, they are trying to do some solution, and that's leading to a greater mess. Yes? People wanted that it's too hot, so let's have AC. So the air condition was invented. But now what is happening? The ozone layer is gone, everything is in a mess, the heat is increasing, the snow is melting. Another mess altogether. Yes? So many gadgets, and again that's a mess. Yes? So basically, this knowledge that we have to understand is something called as Rajavidya, the king of knowledge, which we are getting from the Bhagavad Gita. Yes? Second thing is endeavor. Once we understand, then what we should do? Set our priorities. To not have knowledge is one thing. But once we have knowledge, then we have to set our priorities. Yes? And then follow the do's and the don'ts. Yes? Just like any medicine to work, you have some do's and don'ts. Then it works. Right? If you have cold, and you are taking medicine and drinking fridge ka thanda pani, will your cold be okay? There is some don't, na? Fridge ka thanda pani mat piyo. Right? So same way, when we are taking up this path, then we have to understand that we have to cut off the distractions also. Things that are not needed. If we say that, in fact, so many, these management gurus, Stephen Covey and all of them, they mention that television is actually a distraction. If a Hare Krishna person says, then they say it's brainwashing. But these people also say that it cuts off all creative ability. And what to speak of all our gadgets. Whole day we are glued. Yes? Recently there was World Mental Health Day. And they came up with so many new terms of diseases. You know that? Something called as chronic selfieitis. Yes. People are so obsessed. Yaha selfie, waha selfie, yaha selfie, waha selfie. Yes. Digital depression. These are all the new diseases, which have been coined. Yes. Because people are so... It's not that we don't use them, but use them with discrimination. Use them with your intelligence. Not be overly dependent on them. So this is the do's and the don'ts. And third thing is have the right association. Yes? Even if when we hear, how do we continue? When we have the association of people who re-emphasize the same thought process. Right? Otherwise, it will be washed off. If our association is not right, then we will only have these dreams looking at something flashy and you want to achieve it. We see the film stars, we think, oh, that's life. So the essential thing that most people do is, please read that sentence very attentively, and I want you to hear it, that most people just spend money they don't have to buy things they don't need, to impress people they don't like. Yes? I don't mind repeating this again. But if you see, this is how most of the civilization is. Most people are. They're spending money that they don't have. They're taking loan, this, that. To buy things they don't need. They may never use it again. And impressing whom? People they don't like. Yes? So we need to understand that in this world, we don't have to be absorbed. At the beginning I said, let's be absorbed in this subject matter. But in the world outside, we have to be an observer, not an absorber. Yes? We have to understand, use our sense of discrimination. And the third thing is, this has to be taken immediately. ASAP. Right? As soon as possible. Till we didn't have knowledge, that's okay. But now that we have knowledge, we can't take it lightly. There's no excuse. There is this example that once they were conducted an experiment of this rat in a cage. The scientist, you see those small pedals there? In one pedal they had put hot air. Another pedal, if the rat would press, then food will fall. Another pedal they press, little water would fall. So like that this experiment was conducted for some time. And this rat, every time he would go and press, something would come. So like that it went on for some time, and every time the scientist would change the pedal. One day the red button is for food, another day red button is for hot air, cold air. So like that, the rat was so enamored, whole day he would keep doing that. Press this button, something is coming. Press that button, something is coming. And in that way as it went on, one day that scientist opened the door and kept of that cage. But do you think the rat ran out? No. He was so busy pressing this button, pressing this, pressing that, seeing what I'm going to get. So that is all our condition too. We are so much busy in just making this adjustment, that adjustment. Oh, maybe this will make me happy. Oh, maybe that will make me happy. That when the Bhagavad Gita is saying, my dear madam, my dear sir, please get out of here. This is that pinprick place. No, but we are trying. No, maybe if I sleep like that, it will be little okay. Maybe then I'll not get the prick. Yes? Maybe I'll do this adjustment. No. Yes? So what is the process? The process is to reconnect with our actual position. So we are the soul. So we have to reconnect with the Supreme Father. That's like if you have any pain, there are two options. You can pop in one Combiflam painkiller, or you can go to the doctor. Right? Painkiller will give you little relief, but it will not treat your disease. Same way, all these things, our gadgets, sitting in front of the television, will give little relief. You'll forget some misery for some time. But What is a curative thing? To understand this. Understand my real position. And how can I get out of this position? So it is very, very simple that we re-establish our loving relationship with the Supreme Father. Clear cut. There is no complication. Just like a child, if he is lost in the market, you bring all sorts of goods, all sorts of toys. Will that child be happy? No. The child wants his mother. Same way, our soul is hankering for that connection with the Lord. Once you connect with the Lord, automatically everything is at peace. So how do we reconnect? Just like we had Kirtan at the beginning, what we were chanting? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is not some ordinary conjunction of words. This is a sound vibration, transcendental sound vibration, which reconnects us with the Lord. And the easiest possible way. So at this gateway that we are standing right now, we have the option. This human gateway that we are there, we have the option. The option is in our hands. What we want to do. Do we want to continue with that cycle up and down? Fish, bird, animal, tree, up and down, punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, go through this whole cycle. Or get out into a world where there is happiness without end. So dense. Your happiness comes what? Between two sad parts, little break is happiness. Ek problem ho gaya, dusra problem aane se pehle thoda happiness hai. Right? But what we are talking by reconnecting with the Supreme Lord is a place and a state of consciousness where there is happiness throughout. Unending, uninterrupted. There is no sign of misery. And that is when we reconnect with the Supreme Lord. When we are in the loving embrace, the loving shelter of the Lord, automatically. So you may ask, oh, that means only when I go there, then there is happiness? No. Even when we are living here, however long we are living here, we may live for a year, another 10 years, another 20 years, none of us know, right? Any of you know? No. But even when we are living in this world, when we have reconnected, when we have understood this knowledge, then we can live like a lotus. Where does a lotus live? Yes, it's kitchen. Very dirty, marshy area. But the lotus is still beautiful. Yes? The lotus is unaffected by all the dirt. Why? Because its roots go very, very deep. And it takes its nourishment from the fresh water deep. Same way, if in our lives we are connected deeply to this connection with the Lord and the devotees, to the scriptures, to the association of people who are actually striving for it, then whatever comes, it's not that problems will not come. It's not that old age will not come. It's not that disease will not come. Why? Because this material world is created what? What were the two adjectives we used? Temporary and full of misery. They will come. But it is like that dirty, marshy water around the lotus. They will all come. But still you can be as beautiful, as pure a life that we can live. Why? Because our roots are deeply connected. Connected to the Holy Name. Connected to the Supreme Father. So how much ever time we are there, you live beautiful lives. Clean lives. Pure lives. Happy lives. So the choice is ours. At this gateway, are we going to choose the great way of unending bliss, unending happiness, or we want to choose the way of up and down, again and again, birth, old age, disease, death, birth, old age, disease, death. So this is our choice, and each of us have to make this choice. So the only appeal that I have to myself and to all of you is let's not miss it this time. We have missed it a lot of times. That's why we are here. But this time, let's not miss it. To have something, to not have something is a very unfortunate situation. But to get it in our hands and lose it is even more unfortunate. So we have got this most fortunate condition, the human body. And if we misuse it, we do not use it to the full ability and full utility, then we miss this chance. Like that prisoner. Miss the chance. Again. So let's not miss this. So even if you forget the whole class, just remember these 4 points. One, that I'm very, very fortunate to have a human body. So even when the worst crisis comes in our life, we have to be grateful that yes, I have this human body where I can analyze. I have the intelligence to think. Second, my human life is very precious, very rare. Yes, I have been gifted this. It's more precious than anything else. I need to take care of it. I cannot while it away for smoking and destroying my body. No. It has a very, very high purpose. Third, I cannot waste this opportunity for the pleasures that are available to even animals. That they also have. That's not the purpose of my life. And the fourth, I will use this gateway of my human life to achieve the great way of unending happiness. Yes? So even if you forget everything else, please remember these 4 things. Carry it with you. Take it deep in your heart. Think about it. And share it with others. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. It was actually, I would like to just express my gratitude to all of you. You've been a very wonderful audience. So patiently you have heard for the last 45 minutes. I didn't see anyone taking even a glance at their cell phone, which is an achievement in its own. Thank you very much. And I also am very, very grateful to the organizers for giving me an opportunity to present before you, and to Srila Prabhupada and his disciples, because without him we would have just come to this gate and gone back again. It's because of his mercy that he took that effort to teach us that when you come to this human gate, then there is something beautiful lying ahead. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you for your wonderful presentation. Everyone took message, right? So let us thank Mataji at your peak of your voice by loudly chanting 3 times. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. First of all, I would like to welcome all the new girls who have come for the very first time in this Chetna program. Can you please stand at your own places? Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. Today we pray at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's lotus feet that today's day be an auspicious beginning of your Krishna consciousness, and you may please keep coming and help us, I mean, you know.